It's the short list with Jake and Amy. You just interrupted.
Yeah, but I can just take it out later.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
Oh, I guess you can.
2 weeks in a row of low latency mode. How about that?
You're on it, babe.
Sure am.
Thank you.
Welcome to episode
9.
9. Oh, I thought it was 10. I got really excited, but.
What? So you don't like 9?
No, I do like 9. Ooh, let me go get my tea. You say something now.
It's episode 9 and Jake is getting his tea. Yeah, I'm on this new kick. This is going to be the first thing I jump into because it's so delicious. So, you know, I've never been a big tea drinker per se. I love coffee. However, I don't know, it was probably 2 weeks ago. First cough. There it is. 2 weeks ago, I bought one of those sampler packs. What is it? Celestial?
Yeah, Celestial. Yeah, they're known for the sleepy time tea. That's really
rare. Yeah. And I like chamomile. Every now and then, that's kind of what I go do. But we bought this sample pack, and there was one in there that has become my jam. It is chamomile, honey, and vanilla. And I don't even really like vanilla, but that with some oat milk.
I have been a skeptic of non-milk milks, non-dairy milks, like forever. So we've got your almond milk. We've got your coconut milk. We've got your soy milk. All kinds of milks.
Right.
But oat milk really like...
is delish.
It's dang good.
Yeah, the thing is, so I'm not allergic to milk or anything like that, but I do think lactose doesn't necessarily make me feel really good. And so, you know, in the morning I have coffee and I was trying to find a replacement and almond milk's fine. Soy milk, I just try to stay away from soy if I can. I don't like it. And almond milk, I got distracted. Looked at my dog. That's what happened. She's so cute. Oat milk for the win. So yeah. Flipping good. So anyway, that's been my new jam is this tea with oat milk. And now you're on it and you're loving it.
I have it with my cereal every morning. It's like, what freaks me out usually is that it looks watery. It doesn't look as like, I don't know what the, I guess translucent. Is that the? I don't know what the actual term is for like, you can't see through it. I never get that right. Opaque, whatever. Mm-hmm. But like, you know, it looks watery, but it tastes so good.
What, the oat milk?
Yeah, oat milk.
See, I don't think it looks watery. I think it's thicker than almond milk.
Yeah.
But it's delicious. Yeah. So anyway, that's like my new jam, having this tea at night. And truly, so, you know, truly, I'm usually having some wine while I do the podcast, but I'm trying to not, you know. Drink all the time, not super healthy.
We don't have any in the house.
No, but I could have stopped, and I decided to be good and not do that.
What day is it today?
Today is Mother's Day.
It is Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And we just got done talking to all of the mothers
in our lives,
for the most part, in our lives.
Well, I shouldn't. Yeah, for sure, not all of them, but family anyway.
Yeah,
I chatted with my sister this morning and. It's so bad. We're FaceTiming. I'm talking about a million things. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it's Mother's Day. I'm the worst. Yeah. But it was so cute. Simon told me happy Mother's Day. And he doesn't get how that works. So Samantha was like, yeah, she's mom to Sarah.
Yeah,
he's like, yeah.
And Abel has been like, Aunt Amy doesn't have a boy. She has a Sarah or something like that.
Doesn't get it. Yeah. Kind of gets it, but. Yeah. Yep. And then we talked to, we obviously saw mom all weekend, my mom, and we FaceTimed your mom on the way home.
Indeed.
She's a busy lady.
Yep.
And Mal, we just FaceTimed with Mal. So
my mother is working tonight.
I know.
Both my parents are working tonight.
And she better get an extra glass of wine at the house.
Yeah. At Chandler's Steakhouse in downtown Boise, Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Look at us. We both can't take a sip of the tea at the same time. Guys, this is how good it is. We're both like, yeah, let's skip the podcast. Let's take a sip.
I'm trying to think of what it tastes. It's really vanilla-y. And it tastes like something else.
So good.
Oh, people hate that. Like when you, I hate it when I can hear.
Oh my gosh.
When I can hear somebody chewing on a microphone. Ugh.
I'm not chewing. I was having a sip of my drink, Jake.
I know, but it's like the next best thing or the next worst thing. Ugh.
Anyway. Okay. Great.
What should we go to?
I don't know your list. It's not about my things. Yes, that was one of my things.
I don't really have anything that has a good like transition. So I'm just going to get into it. I have been thinking about college this week.
Why?
I don't know.
I'm like sweating. Keep talking.
So there are times. So, backstory: I do not have a college degree. I'm a college dropout. Right, I dropped out halfway through my junior year of college at Boise State University.
Much to your mother's scared.
She was definitely scared about it. Yeah. And I dropped out to, I was studying music and I dropped out to play music professionally. So like, you know,
to you, it made sense.
Yeah. It made sense within the field, but there were, you know, I remember my best friend Kyle Downs at the time saying, looking at me and saying like, statistically, you are not going to go back to college. Like when you look at the numbers, like there is an overwhelming chance that you will not go back.
Right.
And at the
and you didn't.
But at the time, I remember being like, "No, no, no! I'm gonna come back," and you know, just not really thinking about what my future even would look like. I was like, "I'm totally gonna go back," and I didn't at all. Mostly because it just didn't make sense to. It was almost. It was like I could just keep working and make money, or I could spend money so that I could learn how to do the thing I'm already doing, anyways. So it just didn't make sense for me to go back, and there will always be a part of me that kind of regrets that. But at the same time, like I just was thinking about how, you know, our generation, you know, millennials. I'm just gonna blanket statement millennials, I guess. But our kids, like, how are we going to? How is college going to change by the time they're going?
Well,
because I think the model is changing. You know what I mean?
I mean, I think it's already changed. I know you joke and laugh about this, but I am, you know, in terms of schooling, I'm a couple years older than you.
Yes.
And so I've been out of high school for 15 years next month. And, you know, someone actually asked me this the other day. I don't remember who, but basically, do you think you're, you know, I have a bachelor's degree in psychology, and a lot of people think, oh, you can't do anything with that degree unless you get your master's. And, you know, for me at the time when I graduated high school, college was what you did. Like, was, there wasn't really a question. It was like, oh, where are you going to school? And, you know, I stayed local and blah, blah, blah. I finished, got my degree. And, you know, sincerely, I do think it has helped me get better paying jobs.
Absolutely.
So although I'm still paying, you know, it off, to be honest, being out of college now for basically 10 years, a little, it's just... I do think it's helped, but I see kids now, like seniors, let's say, that are graduating this year. I think especially in Maine, there are so many trade jobs that pay better, honestly, than if you had a college degree.
Right.
And I think just, I think it's changing. I think people don't necessarily look at that as the next thing.
Yeah. Well, I think it's really hard there. I think there is no argument against like... college is good for you. I mean, it's college will be, I mean, not across the board, you know, like I think I'm sure there are plenty of people who had bad experiences at college, but you know, more education isn't going to be worse for you. It's really going to end up, I think that we, our, when I was in school, it was just a blanket statement, like go to school, get a 4-year degree, end of story. And the numbers do say like you will make more
Over your lifetime,
totally. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, there's, it's hard to ignore the fact that maybe community college is a better entryway to that, like to kind of figure out what you want to do in the first couple years while you're getting your generals and then direct it more specifically, maybe to a trade school or maybe to a university where you have a better chance of getting into a better school that has a better program after 2 years of studying general stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't think there's... a cookie cutter way for anyone.
I just feel like I felt like we were getting pushed in that direction in high school.
Oh, for sure.
Like,
I think we were.
Get into the best university you can, and then everything's going to be fine. So, and then we, you know, a lot of us graduated into really terrible job markets. And just interesting. For sure. I don't know. I don't want to say forget, but I forget that everybody, like most of the people around me, have at least one college degree, and I don't.
Well, I forget that too with you.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think it's something we like talk about all the time, but I mean, for sure, like when it comes to applying for jobs.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you when we were moving, you came across some that, you know, the requirement is a bachelor's degree at least.
Yeah.
But it didn't hinder you, and that's great.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I applied for them anyway. Right. Even the jobs that say we require this, I would apply anyways and say, but I also have experience, you know? So it's tough. It's a really weird thing.
Yeah,
but
I think it's still heading in that direction, though. Just changing.
I guess what I'm trying to say is, if you don't have a college degree, stand by your experience. And, like, and you know, if you're looking for jobs, like, stand by your experience and go with what you're good at. And don't be afraid to apply for a job that...
Yeah, I think with you, though, you definitely mentioned it in your cover letter. You know, it wasn't something, because I'm just like playing devil's advocate here. If I was the employer looking for someone with a college degree and they just don't even mention it.
Right.
Good that's point. Like you're not even paying attention.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So, and, but you mentioned it. I'm pretty certain.
Yeah, I think so. You helped me. I think you helped me with those cover letters.
I don't know.
But I have the other, I guess the other thing is I have been 1 year at my job as of last week.
I know, which is a big deal. I'm so excited. So. Yeah, it's been good. You like it?
I love it.
And you're not just saying that because you're on air.
Yeah.
No, I know. You really do love it.
I really do.
Not just your first year there. Hello?
That's right.
Jeez, it's Mother's Day. You forgot about my daughter already.
Yeah, I get to bring the dog to work every day. So it's also 1 year for her to be there.
Yeah.
And I would say,
1 year, Sarah.
An integral part of that office, as are all of the dogs.
She's sleeping. She sleeps on the job a lot, huh?
She sure does.
Man.
So anyway.
Cool. So what do you think? Would you push your kid, our kid, once we have one in the future, our pretend child, into college?
My thought on it, if I had to choose right now, it's like, yes, I think there needs to be a plan for after college, and I think it needs to be educational. Hmm. And to me, college community, if a 4-year university isn't on your radar as a kid, as an 18-year-old, then like community college is a great place to be.
Hmm. Okay.
I just think, I mean, you know, if I'm going to make rules for my kid, it's going to be get an education after high school and start finding a direction on some level. You don't have to have all the answers, but like community college is a great place to just figure some things out.
So are you steering more toward community college simply because of price?
Mm-hmm.
Versus like a state college or something?
Well, yes. I mean, and at the time, like, I think really, I did go to a community college first. But my first year was at a community college in Seattle.
Would save money. I mean, that's...
And it honestly was like not that much more expensive to go to Boise State University, which is obviously a state university. But.
Yeah. I think it's different though, depending where... I know, because, I mean, here in Maine, it's definitely a big difference.
And it's gone up a lot since then at both of those places. So
college is expensive.
Yeah. Anyway, just was on my brain this week.
Yeah. Very cool. So. Well, one thing that was on my brain, and I did talk about this with you in terms of, because it's always on my heart, but I'm sure a lot of you heard the story. It was like on NBC News this week, but Warwick, Rhode Island, the school district there, they were in debt basically. I think it was like $70,000. Kids that can't afford to pay their lunch tab, and the school district felt that the solution, rather than, I don't know, thinking a little further, their solution was, if you were one of those children that owed anything on your lunch tab, you were not able to get anything for lunch except essentially a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. That's all you could have. So let's say you were a 14-year-old boy whose parents or family or whatever your living situation was like, for whatever reason, didn't have money, you're one of the children that owes debt. This is where it really just upset me. So that's why I'm talking about it. But you're that 14-year-old, maybe you're on a sports team or something, and all day, all you get to eat is one peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yeah.
Not appropriate. Yeah. Number one, not appropriate because that's not nutritional. Number two, not appropriate because you're automatically setting that child apart so that anyone that looks at him knowing that that's the only thing on his tray means, I'm sorry, your parents can't afford lunch.
It's kind of a scarlet letter type thing.
Totally.
Like
And so part of the reason I bring this up, and I'm not trying to be like, anyway, I try to donate money when I can to food causes because it just really hits me in the heart. There are so many kids all over the United States, but I mean, in our community, I think the statistic is like 1 in 5 children don't have enough to eat.
20%, yeah.
That is messed up.
Yeah.
And you and I, we obviously don't have children, and we're on a budget, you know? So, like, I think about I don't think that would ever be us, but what if it was one day? Who knows?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like that's messed up. And so not only just, I use the teenage boy as an example, but it could be a little kid, you know, a 5-year, 6-year-old, that same thing also doesn't understand. So needless to say, all of that was going around, and I'm pretty sure the Warwick School District was getting some flack.
Totally.
But Chobani stepped in and donated all that money to cover.
Yeah, like $77,000 or something.
Covered the tab, and also is going to be providing yogurt, because that's what they make, to the local community, which I think is just nice. And, you know, I don't know. It just makes me think, and I think it's one of those things we hear about it. It's like this shock to your system, but that's happening all the time.
Yeah. The thing about it is, like, when it comes to food and financial situations, like, K through 12 grades, those kids are not in charge of their own financial situations at all.
No, and they shouldn't have to even know that that's what their family is struggling with.
Right.
So that's why it just makes me mad. So anyway, PSA, if you have any extra money at the end of the month, sorry guys, this is so annoying. I'm the only one that coughs always.
Oh, I cleared my throat a second ago.
If you have any extra money at the end of the month, seriously, look for ways to donate to, you know, a food drive or a local school or whatever.
Well, yeah, what you did was you literally called the school that you went to and said, is there a need, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they let you know, like, kind of, it was a good way to work with it. Instead of just sending a blanket, like, you know, check, you actually, like, located the place that you wanted to help and coordinated with them as to whether or not it would be
help. Well, and I just think, I mean, I don't really want to talk about too much about what I'm doing, but I just think it's important to look to help others and whatever that means. And I think the sad thing with the Warwick School Department specifically was there were local restaurants, one in particular, I can't think of the name, but she went in there, this chef went in with a $4,000 check hoping to help, and the school district wouldn't take it.
It's
messed up.
They said that they didn't want to choose who to give the food to and who not to.
Yeah.
It's like,
well, figure it out. Yeah. There has to be a system. So anyway, that just like was really on my brain all week. And I was just so thrilled when Chobani stepped up and did that. And
I think it's, I think it's a big indicator that maybe it's time for a change in leadership over there at that
school. Well, and I'm pretty certain they're doing, I think if I read correctly, on Tuesday, there's going to be a big vote regarding the fact that moving forward, even if someone cannot pay for lunch, they're able to get whatever they want. Yeah. And I know that there's so many out there that are going to, you know, argue with me on the other side of the coin saying, well, that's going to get them further in debt. And
freeloaders.
You,
yeah.
Right. And I don't have the answer to that, but you could be right. I don't know. But at the end of the day, something has to be done differently than discriminating against children.
Yeah.
So anyway. That's just been on my brain.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Chobani.
Yeah.
Also, fact, because I say I'm trying to stay away from lactose. Chobani yogurt is 95% lactose free. Just a little factoid for you guys.
And they are not giving us any money.
No, they're not. For real. If they were, I'd be giving it to someone else. Oh, wait, real quick. I got to think.
Go for it.
We have to give a shout out to Zion.
Oh, totally. Yep.
So my brother, we were over at his house today. So my brother and I are half siblings. So he has a different mom than me, but was also raised by my mom. And so he was doing a Mother's Day kind of brunch today. Yep. So his mom's side of the family was there, which I've grown up with a lot of them. And, you know, I feel pretty close to them. And his nephew on his sister's side. So Zion was there, and Zion's pretty remarkable. And he was so psyched about our podcast and started listening while we were all there. Yeah. So he might even start his own. He wants to do creepy stories.
Yeah, he was pretty excited. He asked right away, he's like, how do you create a podcast? What can you do? And so we helped him get signed up.
So,
which is cool that, you know, we live in a world where you can do that. You can, if you want to tell a story and have it available for other people to listen to, you can do that with just your phone.
Totally. That is amazing. A plug for Anchor, because we love them, and that's how we do this every week. But
yeah,
super psyched. So get it, Zion. We're going to listen. Creepy stories.
Okay. Speaking of, I'm going to switch to like speaking of phones, I guess, sort of, but like the way that people listen to stuff, you know?
Okay.
Just to anything, to music and to podcasts. It's like you don't really people don't download stuff anymore. They just stream it.
Yeah, I for sure don't download anything.
So, like, it's just bizarre. Like, and I've learned this more and more through putting out music over the last couple of years. But, like, you know, our dog is dead asleep. She had a big day today.
She's so cute. Sorry.
That people just don't want to. People don't keep music on their phones. They go to a streaming service and they stream it.
Well, you look at the playlist on my phone. How old is that?
Oh, my gosh. So old. Yeah. Of your actual iTunes.
Downloaded iTunes song.
It's the same stuff.
Yeah, I have like not a lot on there. And I don't really download new things anymore.
Yeah. And I have I have a big purchased library, but I don't download it because I have I pay for Spot. I mean, technically I'm getting a free year right now, but I do pay for Spotify. And I just don't need it because I can just go straight to a streaming service and get it. So, and even though I know that the artist isn't getting as much.
They're getting plenty. I shouldn't say that. Sorry. Not I really. Don't mean, I know. I'm thinking of the mega conglomerate. Right.
If I stream Taylor Swift.
Sure. Like, she's fine.
But when I stream, you know, random.
Local.
Friends band from XYZ. Right. They're only getting 0.6 cents per time I listen to it. You know? Right. So. I don't know. It just and I've been reading up on kind of Spotify and their stock, you know, worth and where streaming is going, and they have acquired podcasts. Spotify has made a big move to offer more podcasts, which is where a lot of people listen to this one. And just, you know, I just wonder where the artist goes in this world, like how you make money on it other than going viral. The only way you can really make money is to like work hard enough to get yourself to the quote viral level.
Well, I guess it depends on what you consider enough money. You know, there's a lot of local, I mean, Portland number one has a ton of musicians that are full-time musicians. That's how they pay their bills. And some of them have families and, you know, so I wouldn't, you know, they're just working hard every day. So, they're obviously not millionaires, but they're doing well and taking care of their families and playing music.
Playing a lot of live music still. That's probably where they make a lot of it. But I mean, as far as like creating music, you know, the payoff for recording something and releasing it is like not that much.
No, so you're right.
It's almost like for me, the incentive to record is like make it as quick and as fast as possible and get as much of it out as I possibly can. Instead of spend a lot of time to curate it and make it perfect.
Is that because you're trying to make money or because...
If you're just looking at it from a money standpoint. Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
To me. And that's, you know, like if I could just push out a song a day, awesome. And then maybe one of those, you know, helps rise all ships a little bit. But anyway, I don't know. Just interesting. I would love to hear from other people who actually download music or look to buy CDs, which I know nobody does. But just interesting. And, you know, I know we have half of our listeners listen on Apple Podcasts and half of our listeners listen on Spotify.
Well, those I think are the two
those
heavy
are just
hitters.
The biggest ones. Yeah. So
anyway,
and those are free. Like anybody, you don't even have to have like an email. You just have to have an iPhone in order to listen to either of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Don't really have to have anything else.
Well, there.
So that was my thing. Not really much of a thing.
I mean, it's a thing.
Yeah.
Well,
you got anything else?
I don't really know. I felt like I did. This is the problem. I make lists all day, every day. Yet here I am. What? You're looking at me.
I have a thing. I think we could both talk about it.
Okay. Go for it.
So did I interrupt you? I did.
It's fine. You're from New England, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Totally. Go ahead.
Wow. Okay. Etiquette when it comes to Facebook Marketplace.
So annoying. So let's, okay. Yep, continue.
No, I would love to hear your thoughts on it now because we have been trying to sell this desk.
Okay, so Jake and I, this does tie into something. Thank you. See, you jogged my memory. Okay, so Jake and I live in a fairly small apartment. It's just us, but we have a lot of things and, you know, I think we have a lot of things that we could for sure weed through, like whether it's clothing or it's just random possessions. Like, here, like when was the last time you used this?
That's a good point.
Exactly. So
it's a little like
a cardboard thing he got at a convention that looks like a, what do they call those?
It's like a virtual reality. It's like a cardboard virtual reality thing. You put your phone in it.
Exactly. Great. But like It's been sitting there for a year. Anyway, so I just, okay, going all over the place here. I'm a pretty anxious person. I think you all know that by now. And I personally do better when things are clean, a little bit of an organization to them. And like, I would really say I like more minimal things. Don't get me wrong. I totally want to go shopping all the time, but my budget does not allow that. Number one. Number two, like, even I find even when I do have the money, I'm like, you know me, I'm shopping and I like hold things and then I put them down. I'm like, I don't really need that.
This, I'll give the run through real quick. We'll walk into TJ Maxx or Marshall's and she'll pick something up right away.
I want this.
And we will carry it around for 2/3 of our time in the store and she'll set it down across the room. And
exactly.
Say, never mind. I don't need
exactly. it. Exactly. So whether I have the money or not, that's pretty much how I roll. But so anyway, this just recently, I'm just kind of like, we need to clean up. We need to like weed through some stuff. And so Jake has this humongous desk that we're sitting at right now with like 8 built-in cubbies. And it's really nice. But in our room, full of all the things that it is full of, most of them being things that we really don't need right now, it's just, it's too much. And I think we both agree that something a little more streamlined and clean would be better, right?
Yes.
He's nodding.
No, I'm literally looking at all this stuff and being like, yep, I can go.
So to tie it back to the marketplace, so Jake posted, oh my God, I just burped on my podcast. Sorry, Mom. So Jake posted the desk, you know, for whatever, got quite a few hits, if you will, people that were interested, and we've already sold it to someone and blah, blah, blah. They're going to get it tomorrow. However, prior to us putting this desk on Facebook Marketplace,
maybe even the reason we put it
exactly,
on
Facebook. I found this great desk that was very clean, streamlined. It was really affordable. I messaged the girl last night, like, is this still available? She said, yes. I wrote back right away, like, can we pick that up on Monday? Because obviously today's Mother's Day. And she marked it as sold. So I'm thinking, great, that's ours. No, she sold it to someone else.
She said she had been having a conversation with someone else. Even though you had said, like,
is it available? She said, yes. And I was like, that's great. We want it.
So you had made, in essence, you made an offer.
I said, we will take it. And I, you know, this is the thing. I get it. It's Facebook Marketplace. Not trying to be annoying. But then that's the reason we put the desk up for sale. And now it's sold. So it's fine. We'll find something else. But
not the end of and if anything, it's going to help us get rid of more stuff. But
totally. But it's annoying.
In the same way, like I had this, I mean, I, in the 8 to 10 hours that I put this desk on the Facebook Marketplace, I had probably 10 to 12 people interested in it. I'd say 1/3 of them were kind of just like looky-loos, just like curious. And most everybody else was serious. And, you know, it's like, the person we ended up selling it to, like, kind of wasn't answering my question directly. Like, mm-hmm. I was like, okay, that's great. Here are the options to when you can pick this up.
Mm-hmm.
If you can choose one of these days, then it is yours 100%. And she just did not answer. Like, really ambiguous about answering the question. So then I still have all these other requests coming in.
People that are showing actual interest.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, she doesn't know that. Like, and you had no idea that this person was talking.
But you're also responding to them because you're nice. You know? True, so you're, I don't know. I just feel like people are weird.
Yeah. There's just, it sucks because it's like you can't, there's no control.
Or like, I'm thinking back to when we were moving from Boise and you're trying to sell like your video game system.
Oh, yeah, that's
so
right.
Weird.
People that back out.
Oh, never mind. And whatever. It is what it is. I'm first world problems, really. Yeah. But
I've had really, I've bought and sold every car I've ever had on Craigslist.
Interesting.
So, and that's, I feel, been rather successful.
Well, that's good.
And a lot of musical equipment, like a lot.
The only thing I look on Craigslist is the missed connections because they're so fun. They're so weird.
Yeah.
I found you. No, I'm just kidding.
Can I tell a creepy story about that?
Okay.
It doesn't actually have to do with Craigslist. It was like an analog missed connections thing. So,
did you hear Ziwa?
But I bought a truck my sophomore year of college. It was right after I moved back to Idaho from Washington. And my dad and I went and bought this truck, and it was kind of in the middle of central Idaho, and we drove it back, and I get back and I'm rummaging through, you know, the glove box, and I'm getting it all set up, you know, and stoked about my first really car that I've purchased after college or after high school. And we find this letter that was in the glove box in kind of the maintenance log. And we bought it from this woman who kind of lived off the grid. And she was in her like, I'd say mid-40s.
Okay.
But kind of had that cougar vibe. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And
you like those cougars.
This letter was like, it was like a missed connections thing. And it was like, to the woman driving the black Nissan, I saw you walking across the Boise State parking lot. And all I could think was, I just want to put my hands on you. Like, it was really creepy. It was not.
And she kept it.
Yeah, she kept it in the glove box all that time. Who
That's
knows?
The weirdest
I think
story
it had.
Ever.
I don't know if it had a date on Should it.
Should have mailed it back to her and said, here, in case you want this.
Yeah. Ugh. Anyway, just odd.
Ew. But missed connections are so weird.
Yeah. Who does that?
I mean,
most people are joking. They've got
to
be joking.
I don't think they are. They're so fun to read through. That's how you know I'm weird, that I read through that stuff.
Kind of want to do it right now.
Right now?
Not well, like after this.
Oh, okay. I'm like, live? Oh, God, I got to get my phone out. Oh, I'm trying to think. I feel like I had something else to add. Let me pull up my handy dandy list here. Except I don't know my own passcode.
I am going to say.
What?
That I don't want to talk about it necessarily because I talk about basketball too much, but the Blazers just won the Western Conference semifinals and they are going to play the Golden State Warriors in the Western Conference finals. And I'm so excited.
I'm happy for you. Oh, you're wearing your shirt and everything. I didn't even put that together.
I changed as soon as I got home.
You were like freaking out.
My adrenaline was pumping.
I think you're going to sleep well tonight.
I think so too.
Yeah. I got nothing. What's up? What's on our agenda this week? I'm trying to think. Tomorrow is Monday. It's the start of a new week.
Another Monday.
We don't really have a lot. We're going to Rhode Island this coming weekend.
Stoked about that. Oh, yep. We get to help the Cornerstone Barbershop in Bristol, Rhode Island, install their new business sign.
So excited. We'll get a double date night with my sister and Adam. And see the kids, of course. They're so cute.
I don't have any. Yeah, nothing else really like.
Let me think about this. So we got that this weekend. Next weekend, Jonathan is here.
Yep. We are going to have a guest on our podcast.
It's going to be so fun or really bad. I don't know if I can add a third in. This should be interesting. Taking bets now. So we're excited to see him. And then we go to Boise the week after. Psyched.
Yeah. And we're going to have to do our podcast.
We're doing our podcast live, probably from the cabin. Can't wait.
Yeah, we're excited.
Oh my gosh, going to be great. So anyway, that's it.
Lots of fun things.
Yay.
Thank you, everybody who has ever listened to our podcast. We really appreciate it.
We do really appreciate it. And it's fun. And we hope you enjoy listening to us most of the time.
Yeah.
Dad, we love you. Dad is the best. He's listened to like every episode.
Yep. He sure has.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's it.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Adios. Do, 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 do. It's the short list with Jake and Amy.